And here on KBRB, let's get ready to check in with the Stewart boys head basketball coach John Miller, coming off a strong season last year. I believe 18-7 last year, made it to the state tournament. And with that being said, you've lost some guns off of last year's team and look to replace a few of those guys from last year.
Yeah, we'll look differently this year. We've got some good players to step in. We'll just be a lot younger.
Oh, you lost Hunter Tubbs, a big guy in there, Ben Paxton, another guy that moved around, Jameson Estill could shoot, and then you did lose early on the season one of your main guys, Gavin Mustin. And so, Coach, those are the main guys you're going to be looking to fill the void of, but you do bring back your second leading scorer and point guard in Cade Rum.
Well, I think our senior guard play with Cade and Drew is going to be really solid. Those two are really good players and do a lot of different things for us. And until we get a lot of our younger kids a lot more experience and blend it in, I think those two guys will be great leaders for that.
Well, talking about that, you do have numerous guys who did see playing time and had a chance to play and maybe a chance for them to step up in bigger roles this season. Let's talk about maybe some of the guys, from what you have in your senior class all the way down to your freshmen that have a chance to see the floor.
Well, we're really fortunate in our schedule. We're able to play a really heavy JV game. I think we played 16 JV games of at least 2 to 3 quarters. So those kids were playing a lot, and the way we run our practices, we divide those kids up pretty evenly about every day. So we got ones going against ones as much as we can. And so, from experience-wise, those guys should be able to just step right in. But, we've got a pretty balanced group of kids. Our juniors, Cage Krieger and Trey Wallinger, can come in and play quite a bit. We've got a big sophomore class with Austin and Seth Connett. We got Nigel Addison, Tommy Paxton, Lane Boulder, Hayden Dvorak. Those guys all played a lot last year in either the JV or even in some of the varsity matches that we had. We got 4 incoming freshmen that did a nice job for us in junior high last year, and we run the same system, so they can just blend right in.
Well, Coach, talk about a little bit. Of course, you had the conditioning from the football team who went deep in the playoffs and then quickly right at it to try to throw in the schemes, but basically the same offensive schemes, defensive schemes you run in the past, what you're going to be looking at. And the guys should pretty much well accept that and be ready to go.
Well, we kind of talked with the kids, afterwards. I said, we could probably gone out and played the next day. The conditioning factor would have been the difference. But our kids put a good summer in. Our attendance was awesome. And so, therefore, they played a lot in the summer as far as continuing to do the system. So,
Coach, you have 6 games coming up in the month of December before you hit the holiday tournament. It all starts December 4th as you'll be hosting Niobrara Verdigris, team that only had 1 win last year, but I'm sure they have improved as much as anybody else has.
Yeah, this game is kind of like with anything. You can't compare scores. You can't take anything for granted. You just got to go out and get things done and execute.
Talk a little bit about your conference here. As you'll see, a little bit different conference lineup. Ainsworth now in there in the conference there. Lost a few last year, but another conference that's going to be pretty solid up and down the highway.
Well, you look at just even in our sub-district, we sent 3 teams to state just out of our sub, and 2 of those, of course, were St. Mary's and Elgin, and they returned almost the majority of their starting bunch. So I think the conference will be, maybe those two will be pretty balanced.
Taking a look at it, Coach, as I mentioned, you had 6 games before the holiday tournament. We kind of go into that 3 seasons in 1 season of basketball, basically your pre-holiday and then your month of January and then the back end before you hit the districts and sub-districts like that. Talk about maybe where you think, of course, everybody wants to win every game, but tell us what you're maybe thinking that you want to see how the youngsters after the first 6 games and then move on after the holiday tournament.
Well, our main thing is that we kind of evaluate what we want our kids doing, and we can, if we want to see improvements, you know, for instance, like offense, how much our eyes to the rim, how much creating windows, making good decisions, those things. Those are improvement areas we want to see continuing each month, so that hopefully by the postseason rolls around, those are issues we don't really have to even think about or deal with.
And coach, do you think much happens, the season before, let's say football, you know, the winning aspects of the football, does it carry over? You think it carries over? What do you think the mindset of the boys does going into the next sport?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think kids learn how to win. They expect to win. Those things are all huge. You can get into late game situational things, and if kids, it's all more about believing at that particular time and making good decisions than it is the actual skill level. So a lot of it is mental, and if you're winning and having success, that definitely carries over.
Stuart Broncos, some familiar faces coming up this year for Coach John Miller, and the boys basketball squad again begins December 4th against Niobrara Verdigris. And Coach, wish you and the youngsters the best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.